Let's look at the Buddha, and that's just one example. You can take the many artists, writers, people through whom new insights came into this world. They became outsiders, misfits, in a way. The Buddha was lived totally surrounded by his family, society supported him, and then not through force of circumstance, but through his own decision, he made himself into an outsider. He left. And I'm sure part of his path was also loneliness. And through acceptance, one could say loneliness becomes transformed into solitude. Solitude means being alone, and it's quite beautiful being alone. Loneliness means you're alone and you don't like it. When you can be at ease with being alone, which can only come through surrender and alert presence, then it is quite possible that change happens in your life. And then the words of Jesus come true again. That which you thought you needed for your happiness will be added unto you, including perhaps the relationships when you don't need them anymore. Helping others can be a wonderful thing, and that may come, but you can't really help others when you're there as an unhappy, lonely person trying to combat your loneliness by helping other lonely people. Maybe a little bit of relief, because you can make conversation, but you're still trapped in that conceptual prison. One more question. It's so wonderful that it's all questions and all answers are the same. My lover has ADD, attention deficit disorder, and his mind continually jumps from one thing to the next with no spaces. This happens even while he is sleeping, which can be disturbing. Do you think it is detrimental to my evolution to be so intimately involved with a mind like this? I have been meditating and working for over 25 years to slow down my mind. That is the irony of life. It says here, to be so intimately involved with a mind like this, and that this is, I'm certain that you're not really having, your true relationship is not with your lover's mind, but with your lover, with the being that is underneath the mind. That's why the love is there that you feel. I don't believe that you love his or her mind. The mind is there on top of the being as a turbulence, a continuous turbulence. What you love is what's underneath there. So, and it's your love that keeps you there, the love of what is underneath. The turbulence. That's why you haven't left yet.